In the book of Mark, would you please turn to chapter 10, and we'll begin reading at verse 13. The book of Mark, chapter 10, and verse 13. Then they brought little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. So here is the occasion when he had just been teaching on marriage, and now the people and the parents naturally brought their family and their children to him. And the disciples were mistaken in thinking they were going to protect him in his time and that he wouldn't be bothered with children. But the most significant thing about this passage is his teaching about the relationship of a child to the kingdom or the family of God. Verse 15. Assuredly, or truly, truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. And so he just taught them the truth here about entrance into the kingdom of God. Now notice, these were children. He did not baptize them, and he did not go through any certain ritual or try to be religious. He taught the truth. And he gave them the purpose for this truth. And that is about the necessity of entering the kingdom of God as a little child. And the strength of this declaration will never enter it except by this condition. So now we'd have to back off and say, what does he mean as a little child? What is there about a little child that relates to the entrance to the kingdom of heaven? Well, we know something about children. We're still trying to learn about children. But first of all, they're very simple. Not in a derogatory way, but they're elemental. They're direct. For instance, you can pick up a granddaughter or grandchild and hold them, and they'll say, "Grandpa, why do you have such a big nose?" Well, your adult friends have wanted to ask you that for years, but never have. But they certainly have the freedom to do that. They're very direct. When they want to eat, they want to eat. In fact, they demand it. And we're learning that about Brittany on Tuesday nights. When she wants to eat, she doesn't care if there's a Bible study or a circus. She wants to eat. When she wants to sleep, she sleeps. But when she doesn't want to, she lets you know, "I'm not ready to sleep." But when she wants to, she goes to sleep. Right in the middle of our Bible study. When they want to eliminate, they eliminate. It doesn't matter who's around. Well, children are wonderful in being simple and direct. One of my favorite programs on television was with Art Linkletter, when he had the program Children Say the Darndest Things. And they were so delightful. I have personally just been very interested in children, love to play with children, and have had them say some strange things to me. One time I was in my study at church in Sacramento, and one of the little boys in the neighborhood came over to play and came in to talk, and he said, Mr. Acton, why don't we start a church newsletter? I said, fine, what shall we put in it? He said, well, maybe we could talk about some of your demons meetings. Now, he didn't know the difference between a Baptist deacon and a demon. One time I went in to teach third grade boys. The little boy looked up at me and said, I know who you are, you're the creature. Well, now, he didn't know the difference between a creature and a preacher, and I understand that. My grandson, Joshua, I was questioning him. I said, Josh, what do you like about our church? He says, nothing. He says, he volunteered this. He says, I don't like your preaching. I said, what do you like about God? He says, if you ask me any more questions, I'm not talking. Well, aren't they delightful? Aren't they wonderful and refreshing? And that's good. Now, the thing that our Lord was getting at here was the matter of their faith, their trust, their dependence. They just have to trust. Brittany is absolutely helpless and desperately needs her parents to care for her. She'd never make it just on her own. She has a childlike dependence and trust. And that is the quality our Lord is speaking of here. And he talks about the necessity of this kind of faith to enter the kingdom of God. Now this brings up a question. Why would he have to speak of entering the kingdom of God? It's because we are not in it naturally. By natural birth, Brittany is not in the kingdom of God. She will have to enter it by personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not naturally in. The sin nature we have received from Adam separates us from being in the kingdom of God. So it's not a natural thing. Just like being born in a garage wouldn't make you an automobile. So even being born in a Christian home doesn't make her a Christian. She needs to enter as we all do. And he uses the word receive. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God with this childlike faith will never enter that kingdom. So it is not earning it. It is not deserving it. It is the gift of God, and we respond in childlike faith. Now this entering requires a change. That doesn't come about by religious ceremonies or by heritage. It's by the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit of God. It's being born again. It's being converted to faith in Christ. Now let's think about this matter of the necessity. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter. So he's talking about a necessity, a truth that is real. First of all, the necessity of getting into that kingdom then is absolute. Now we have thrown out absolutism in our modern culture. Everything is relative. Relativism rules the day. And the Bible comes along and, in a sense, says, no way. Here are absolute truths with which you do not trifle, you do not compromise, you do not water down. Assuredly, truly, truly, I say to you, unless or except, that is absolute. It is not either or. It's just one thing. It's not middle ground. Here is an absolute necessity with no exceptions. Now, one time, a religious ruler of the Jews, a man named Nicodemus, came to Jesus one night with questions about eternal life. Jesus said to him, "You must be born again." He didn't understand this and said, "Well, how can I be born again? Can I enter my mother's womb a second time?" Jesus was speaking of a spiritual birth that God gives through the Holy Spirit. In fact, he said to Nicodemus, unless a person is born again, he or she cannot even see the kingdom of God, cannot enter the kingdom of God. And so here is an absolute necessity with no exceptions. Secondly, this necessity of entering the kingdom of God as a little child is universal. It is universal in the sense that it includes every kind and type of person there is, from kings and presidents and military leaders to the likes of us. And so this includes everyone universally. You cannot claim the kingdom of God by heritage, by financial possession, by social status, by physical ability. There is nothing that can commend us to God except being born again into his family through faith in him. And so Jesus was right in saying, assuredly, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, simple, childlike faith. Brittany is trusting Christina right now to hold her up. She's in Christina's arms, and Christina is holding her. Brittany's just resting in them. And that's the kind of faith through which we come to God, to receive his kingdom as a little child. So the necessity is absolute. It is universal for every person, regardless of ethnic background. The gospel is going into all the world so that all kinds of people can be saved. Christianity is not a Jewish religion. It is reaching into all the world. Now, thirdly, this message given here of the necessity of entering the kingdom of God as a little child is unchanging. It hasn't changed since this day. It's been going on from generation to generation. And in our family with our girls, we have a picture of five generations of Christians. Faye's grandmother, Faye's mother, Faye, and Becky, and Debbie, and Whitney. They all happen to be girls. I don't know if there'll be any acting men in heaven, but anyway, here are the girls. And, you know, that's a refreshing thing. And that is what is happening. Generation to generation, through Christian education and teaching the truth, people are being brought into the kingdom of God. And this is unchanging. One day, Brittany must receive Christ by personal faith to enter the kingdom of God. So we thank the Lord for this very encouraging passage. Very delightful in its simplicity, that no one is ruled out. Rich, poor, tall, short, even left-handed people could be admitted into this. I say that because I'm left-handed, and it's kind of a personal thing. It's absolute, it's universal, it's unchanging, and today, as we have the Lord's Day all around the world, and some people are meeting in caves, some in huts, some in tents, some in great cathedrals, some in schoolrooms, some in homes, and this gospel of Christ is going out, and it's still good news, and God is causing some of his people to respond. And even this day, I think it's safe to say that some people will be brought into the kingdom of God through faith in Christ, because this is unchanging. And we thank God for his provision for children, youth, and adults. I've known several children who would say at the age of 5 and 6 and 7 that they know they became Christians and that they received Christ as their Savior. And one of them, or two of them, was my own daughters, very young. We know young people who receive Christ, adults receive Christ. What a glorious thing to think that this day there will be people entering the kingdom of God. Now the alternative to that is almost too much to think about or bear. That there will be those who go through this life refusing this gospel of Jesus Christ and will enter into eternity bearing the condemnation of sin and be separated from God forever. Assuredly, Jesus says to you and to me, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God in childlike faith will never enter the kingdom. The kingdom is really the family of God, a place where God rules. A king, a kingdom has to have a king. And Christ is our king. And we enter his kingdom through simple faith. He saves us from our sin, and he is the authority for our life. May God bless this scripture to our hearts. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you now to take this message of truth, this time of dedication for Brittany Ann Woolsey, and cause us to think seriously about our relationship to you, and to not let this day go by, but that we act upon this passage of Scripture and ask you for faith and mercy to trust in you. Bless this day in a glorious way to the family and friends of Sean and Christina, and to all of us as we seek to live for your glory. Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.